It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Believe it or not, we are 5 days away from the Michigan presidential primary. It's next Tuesday. The two leading Republican candidates, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, have been crisscrossing the state since we last spoke to Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, welcome back again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, Ken, the Detroit newspapers have both endorsed Mitt Romney, but Romney and Santorum are still locked in a statistical tie, according to the latest poll numbers. Where do things stand right now in the state?
Well, the first thing I think we ought to do is give credit where credit is due. About a week ago, we were talking to you, and Mitt Romney was in a double-digit deficit, and Susan, as I recalled, said, I think he's going to win the state, and well, we haven't had the primary yet, but it is a statistical dead heat. So Susan was right. The overwhelming ad campaign that Romney has and the fact he's spending more than Santorum on advertising has clearly made a difference. I still think it's a very fluid situation. I mean, any time where you have that kind of swing occurring in a matter of a few days indicates that both candidates have what I would call soft support or questionable support, and I really think this is a dead heat and that anything could happen on Tuesday.
I spoke with Robert Shostak, the head of the Michigan Republican Party, earlier this week, and he said, look, it's still early in the race for people to try to expect to see that kind of support for a single candidate. But could Michigan be a tipping point in the race?
It could be, and I know that those of us in Michigan are glad that our primary is significant because of all the ad revenue flowing in and all the reporters and campaign staff staying in our hotels and eating at our restaurants, so that's good for us. But, you know, there's also Arizona to consider. They have their primary on the same night, and we go right into Super Tuesday the next week, and that's probably going to be a split decision, so in the end, maybe we will be the decisive state, but I don't think we'll know that for a few months and see how this all shakes out.
Well, let us not forget that there will be 11 names on the GOP ballot on Tuesday. And Susan, we're hearing that Ron Paul will be here in Michigan on Sunday and Monday. It seems a little late. What's his game plan?
Well, he's planning to do a couple stops at universities up at Central Michigan and Michigan State. A lot of his support is with younger voters, so that's a smart move. You know, it's interesting that he has put it off, but we have seen his presence in Michigan already. He's running a negative ad against Rick Santorum, hitting on a lot of the same themes that Mitt Romney is, calling Rick Santorum a fake conservative. And he seems to kind of be acting as Romney's wingman in this race, trying to keep Santorum down.
I feel like we need a chalkboard to sort of track who's going after whom. Is there a single candidate who's the target right now? Or is everyone just sort of going after each other?
I think it's it is a sort of a jump ball situation here where there isn't a single leader. You have kind of a smorgasbord of people who are up and down, not just up and down in the polls, but one candidate wins one primary the next week and a different candidate wins a primary. And I think it's just not good for the party and for the eventual nominee to be at this point in the process and having this kind of confusing situation where nobody's getting over 50%. People are winning primaries with 30 and 32 and 33% of the vote.
So, Susan, in these final days leading up to the primary on Tuesday, what will we see? An increase in ads?
Oh, I think you can bet on it. We'll, of course, be seeing a lot of the candidates. One interesting thing is we're seeing President Obama play in this election. He and his super PAC have two ads up in Michigan. They're already looking at the general. They're already attacking Republicans on the auto bailout and on being out of touch. So that's an interesting development to watch as well.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.